Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld leaves today for a quick visit to Moscow and some of the countries around Afghanistan. His trip is meant to shore up support for the U.S.-led war on terrorism. Bush administration officials often say the United States is not alone in that fight, but some countries feel that their help is unwanted. NPR's Tom Jeltom reports.
When the United States launched military action in Afghanistan, one other country was involved. Some cruise missiles fired that day came from British submarines. And Britain's role in the war effort is growing, as British Defense Minister Geoffrey Hoon pointed out this week during a visit to the Pentagon.
Overall, we will assign something like 4,200 of our forces to Operation Veritas, the United Kingdom's military contribution to Operation Enduring Freedom. It's a clear demonstration of our commitment to stand by our closest ally for as long as it takes.
Hoon came to discuss U.S.-British cooperation in the war effort, but a defense official who participated in the meeting says Hoon had another message as well. He told us to get the allies more involved, the official says. He made that point about four times. If the allies are not doing more in Afghanistan, it's not because they haven't offered. The NATO alliance declared, for the first time in its history, that the September 11th attacks in New York and Washington constituted an attack on the alliance as a whole. And U.S. officials say several NATO governments, among them France, Germany, and Italy, have volunteered to contribute troops or aircraft to the Afghanistan operation. But so far, most of those offers have been politely turned down. Philip Gordon directs the Center on the United States and France at the Brookings Institution.
All of these countries want to show that they're serious, that they're involved, that they're defending freedom as well. And they're getting questions back home of, well, if we're supposed to be so involved and so close to the Americans and so important, what is it again that we're contributing? And then their leaders sort of respond, well, you know, we haven't been asked to do anything.
At the Pentagon, the role other countries might play in the U.S.-led war effort has been one of the subjects Donald Rumsfeld has been reluctant to discuss.
You know me. I let countries announce what they want to announce about their involvement in this effort and characterize it the way they want to characterize it.
Yesterday, the government of Turkey said it is sending a 90-man special operations unit to Afghanistan. A Turkish government statement said the move is in response to a direct request from the United States. But defense officials say U.S. commanders have so far turned down offers from France to send special forces to Afghanistan. A U.S. official based in Europe says, quote, you tend to go first with what you're comfortable with, which means our boys, our toys. Philip Gordon says the U.S. military did act wisely in launching the Afghanistan war on its own timetable with its own forces.
As time goes on, though, I think it's very important, and this is the grumbling you're starting to hear from Europe, to take advantage of the European contributions, not so much because the United States doesn't have these capabilities, obviously it does, but more in a political sense of showing that we are all indeed standing together because this was an attack on all of our values and societies and so on.
One senior administration official concedes the U.S. has been slow in responding to offers of assistance from the allies. We weren't getting back to them for a while, the official says, now we are. But military cooperation with allies also means sharing military plans with them, and the United States has moved slowly in that regard as well. The U.S. official in Europe says he's found the allies there to be, quote, frustrated as hell over not getting any detail about what's going on in Afghanistan. An editorial yesterday in the German edition of the Financial Times newspaper concluded that concerns over how the United States intends to continue the anti-terrorism war could poison the anti-terrorism coalition. Tom Jeltom, NPR News, Washington.